We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we're talking with Vanessa Josie, who you are. How long have you been in the Army?
I've been in the Army for 10 years. Part of that I did Air Force, so a total of 12 years of military time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've had a couple of combat deployments.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about those?
Well, the first one I went to in 2011, I was in Iraq. A lot was going on there. I was there in a media operations center where we basically were the ears and mouth and for the spokesperson of UNFI, which is basically the name of the operation at that time. And it was quite the experience. We got to see things firsthand. We got to hear what America wanted to hear and what their questions were, what was really foremost in their mind during that time. And we shut down a lot there, and that's when President Obama actually shut us, brought us home, and we all came home in December. My family was very happy to hear that one when I said, "Hey, Mom, I'm coming home."
I'm sure.
And during that time, it was a big bone of contention. You're bringing us out, and then our soldiers are tired. They should stay after all of those years, and. We came home, and we got to see us shut down and give back everything as far as the country of Iraq. We gave them back all of their item, their land and their buildings, and gave them back their country. We were training them to take care of it and handle it. So it was great to see all of that.
And you just came back recently from another deployment.
Yes, believe it or not, they didn't get enough of me going to Iraq the last time. They sent me right back. So I did a lovely Middle Eastern tour, got another T-shirt with a couple other locations there, and got to work recently with Combined Forces, CJTF, Combined Joint Operation Inherent Resolve, and to see that change as well, to be at the forefront when on March 23rd we defeated ISIS. And that was really a monumental day to be able to, as public affairs specialist, be able to write that and put that out there for the world to see that, hey, we defeated ISIS and now we're going to go after the ideology, and so that people see that, the people in that area, they want the same thing that we have here, the freedoms that we have here
right.
in our country, and we want to give them back their freedoms, give them their country so that they can live as free and as happy as they want to practice and praise and worship and fellowship with their people, whether they're Shia or Shiite or Muslim or not, Christian. We want to fight that terrorist out there.
And so now you were telling me you're a reservist.
Yes, I am.
So you're still active duty, technically.
Yes.
And you work over at Natick Labs.
I do.
That's fast. I grew up in Natick. Natick Labs there on beautiful Lake Kitchituit.
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful view every single day. And not only do I get to see the water, which is peaceful, I also get to see the colors and the trees. And it's been a while since I could see this color. It's great. After 15 months of seeing every shade of beige and brown
right.
and tan and sand, it's really good to be able to come to work every single day and see all of these reds and golds and greens and see the water and see peaceful.
You've done a lot of work with Clear Path for Veterans New England.
Yes.
You also have a son, so it's a family affair. You have a son who's also a veteran.
Absolutely.
Is he also Army?
Yes, he is.
And do you think, to me, it seems like the biggest challenge is the soldier coming from a hostile environment and then coming back to civilian life.
Mm.
That seems to be the biggest challenge, whether they have been wounded, or they have PTSD. Does that seem like the biggest challenge to you or in your personal experience?
Every single day you get up and it's definitely different. You get up and sometimes you get up when you're out there on your mission, and my mission sometimes was to sit in a big old room with a whole bunch of television sets and watch what mission we're on and see everything in live action, whether it be a bombing that whether that's someone just walks into a crowd and detonates, or it's live action, our soldiers out there reacting to contact, or on a good day, it's us training our other, our counterparts of the coalition. We see that live and in action, and sometimes that affects you. For me, it was just recently I had to watch a bombing earlier this year, and it's as if I was there because we were watching it live, and it wasn't something that we did. This was that terrorist that we fight every single day. And that was a bad day because not only am I watching it live, I'm watching people's children. I'm watching people's mothers, sisters, brothers, uncles, their family members, and I'm watching that live action. And then to know that our people were in there too, and now we have to send that information back to their families. And it can affect you.
You want to take a break? No?
Okay. No.
Okay. So you're seeing this is all live as it's happening.
Yeah, it is.
So and then you come back here,
mm-hmm.
and how do you deal with going to the supermarket and doing the laundry? You know, it's just such an extreme situation from one end to another.
You know, I thought the hardest part was going to be picking out what I was going to wear every single day. Oh gosh, my clothes are picked out for me every day right now for the past 15 months, and now I'm going to, go back home. The hardest thing is I'm going to stand in my closet, walk around in a circle, and spend an extra 20 minutes picking out what I'm going to wear. But now it's, I'm spending an extra 20 minutes. Like, do I want to even go talk to two people in a room, or if I'm going to go speak to 20 people in the room or 200 people, or do I want to drive in the crowd, or, so what you do is you have a really great support system behind you. Sometimes it's family, and a lot of times it's not. Your family becomes those that have been out there, whether they were literally there with you on that deployment, or if they were the people such as those that are members of Clear Path, which help you reintegrate into life. You have to have that support system. You have to have that foundation. You have to have that tribe that you can call at any given time. And you can call your family members. You can call your mom. You can call your brothers. You can call. But unless they've been out there and know about this, you really have to have that. And Clear Path connects you not only to people that know and have been there, but also they connect you with resources within your community. And that's what we're getting. That's what we're here for. And that's what we're here to help our veterans to see. So, for all of those veterans that are out there that need somebody to help them connect, we have veterans on every single level from when you walk in the door, whether it be someone who's been to combat or their family that has been there for, when you walk in the door, that family member's been there with them. And it's hard as a family member too. I've been on both sides when my son's been deployed. I've been the family member at home trying to, keep mom on the back burner and try to be like, okay, so when I talk to him, I have to be this because I know what it's like when, I was deployed. But mom comes out too. So you have to, it's hard to balance that some way. But it's really important to reach out to organizations out there, whether it be a vet center or the VA, or most importantly, just find that support center. And a lot of times you don't know, and Googling does work sometimes, but really organizations like Clear Path of New England, they reach out to you, and they like to stay at the epicenter of that as well. So getting the word out about them is really important.
And we were talking earlier about there is a difference between treating men and men dealing with PTSD and women,
mm-hmm.
treating women and how women deal with PTSD. Mm-hmm. What are some of the differences there?
Well, it's just like we bring something different to the fight. Men are very, they're completely a different animal than the female animal, to use, lack of a better phrase there. But we process completely different. And so women need to, sometimes our symptoms are not going to be the same as Joe Schmo down the street, so. That's really important for a female to know what another female is going through, as a veteran. how I process what I've been through is completely different. I have a little bit more of an emotional side than a male does. You know, theirs might come out in different ways because men are action and women are the emotion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so it, you just have to be able to be aware, process it, and deal with that. And sometimes the medical community can see it and deal with it. And sometimes, you know, we get lost in the sauce out there. So we want to clear path again. We make sure that we reach out to those soldiers. I know that I, you know, the first thing I did when I came back and I said, hey, Cap, which is, you know, my commander, I said, hey, we have anybody else out there that's deployed, we need to talk to them that are female. We want to get them in and see what they're going through, talk to them a little bit, stay in touch with them. Stay in touch with your soldiers is one of the things I can say for leadership. For family, I would just say just watch your family members, whether male or female. You know your daughter. You know your mother. You know your aunt, your grandmother. You know the different, you know how they process things because you've been around them. Please pay attention. Holiday season's coming. This is a very hard time for all of us, human beings as a whole. But for us service members, we have people that don't get to come home and see their families for the holidays. We don't get to go see them unless we're going to go see their headstone, whether it be down, you know, at the local cemetery or Arlington or what have you. So this is a hard time for us because we want to call it, I guess, survivor's remorse. We get to come back. And sometimes the emotions and stuff may not come up immediately. It may be a while. It may be years, but we need to make sure we pay attention. And it's not just our communities that need to watch for us. We have to also self-monitor. So there is some responsibility on both sides.
How many female veterans are there, you said, in Massachusetts?
There are about 16,000 female veterans in Massachusetts, and there are about just over 850-ish homeless female veterans in the area. It's way too high.
It is
one
way
is too high.
High,
but
yeah,
that's way
but
too
that's,
high.
That shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just in Massachusetts.
That's just in Massachusetts. We're running about the same numbers in Connecticut as well. New York, they're significantly higher. New York's a bigger area, but
right.
Definitely a number that's rising. We're looking at right now with about 9% of the veteran community across the nation. That's where we're sitting at, about, I think it's 2 million female veterans total. Yeah, about 9%.
Jeez.
Yeah, so just think, if you're looking at 16,000 veterans, female veterans in Massachusetts, multiply that by your 50 states,
yeah.
Multiply that, and then you're looking at 850, roughly, maybe a little upwards of homeless female veterans. Think about that.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. and again, that's something that Clear Path for Veterans New England
absolutely
tries to help with.
If they had the right resources and like Clear Path does, if the homeless people did have the resource to get to Clear Path, we definitely would lower that number significantly. And again, it's not, in my opinion, it's not the people on the Hill that need to solve this problem. It's us down here in the community, whether we have served as the service member, served as the service member's family, or we as the nation need to make sure that we take care of them, because they have done something that is really incredible. They've put everybody else and everything else above themselves, and they've gone to fight for this country and fight for others to give them the strength and the ability and the tools to be successful. We are so much more mightier together than we are apart. I mean, we're a mighty fist, believe me. We come together. We don't care who you are, where you came from, where you hail from. You serve, we take care of you.
Well, that's what Veterans Day, that's what it should be every day, not
absolutely.
Just Veterans Day, but today is the day to let everybody know.
Absolutely.
Vanessa Josie, thank you so much for your service. Mm-hmm. Thank your son, please.
Absolutely.
For his service.
Absolutely.
And real quickly, to end on a positive note, I guess, your favorite MRE.
The new one, the MRE pizza.
They actually have a pizza.
We actually have a pizza, and we have a blueberry muffin.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there are some that are out there you just don't want to try, but yeah, definitely, that one's good. I'm not really a big fan of anything vegetarian. Doesn't really taste good to me, but you know, the MRE pizza, absolutely delicious.
Do you cook that right in the bag, the foil bag, or is it already?
What you do is you add, like everything in the world, just add water. Add water, stick it in a bag, let it sit for a couple of minutes. You've got yourself a hot pizza.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, yes. It's yummy. And, you know, they even have coffee in there for all those of us who need our,
right,
you know, need our ability to be nice to people.
Right.
Ish. Sometimes it works. We just get our coffee and let's go.
Well, awesome. All right. Well, that's good to know. All
yeah.
right. Well, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to us.
Absolutely. It's been a blast. Thank you for having me. I look forward to working with you all again. And thank you for helping ClearPath and getting what we need out there so our veterans are better prepared for what's going on out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.